Blog Talk Radio.
Electronic keys and
pioneers of this style of music, which was founded in Chicago, was Frankie Knuckles. House music came from the word house party, which they had at a place called The Warehouse in Chicago. And this type of music spread all over the nation and all over the globe through the 80s. And we had a lot of people in Chicago producing music of that genre. You had people such as Marshall Jefferson. You had people, Jackmaster Farley, Funkmaster Farley. You had J.N. Silk, who produced and came out with Jack Your Body. And all of this music cultivated into Jersey and New York and in Chicago and Detroit and overseas. And people started to feel this music. And in the interim of them playing this music, they also played club music, which you would probably can relate to as a lot of the old R&B and a lot of the old disco that you may have heard at Studio 54, or if your parents have heard, if you're younger, at Studio 54, which was a lot of Donna Summers, and you would hear Stephanie Mills, and you would hear Chaka Khan. That would be consist of bringing in the R&B and the dance music that you heard on the radio, and they put it in and mix it in with house music. And house was a feel. House made people feel a certain way. And with house music, it brought together culture. It brought together culture of different races. You had white, you had black, you had Spanish, you had Asian. And all of these people would come to these different clubs, Paradise Garage, Zanzibar, and they would come to hear DJs play this music for a feeling. Now, I know Jersey has a big history of house, which a lot of people should remember. Zanzibar was one of the biggest clubs of the 80s and 90s that played house with the legendary DJ Tony Humphrey. We had Club Sensation with the legendary DJ Nyan Johnson. Nyan Johnson, who also played at Zanzibar. We had Hippie Corrales. We have a lot of DJs that came out of Jersey who played house. And to this day, these DJs are still playing house music. Again, house music is a feeling. And I just want my callers and my listeners to kind of go on a journey. Give me your perspective of what house music is. Give me your story of what house music is. It's probably thousands of stories that you can probably tell when you went to the club, when you experienced your first experience at a club, what a DJ played. It may have been one specific song that you may have even heard that may have made your day. It may have made you feel a certain way. Maybe you were going through something and you heard that certain song, that certain house song that made you feel. And you just got up and your mind just kind of floated. I would love to hear from you. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-646-478-4507. Call us. Let us know your story. Let us know what you want to hear. Talk about your experience. Talk about your club. If you're a DJ, we would love to hear from you. We would love to have you a part of the show. This is about history. This is about bringing people together. Do you know how?
Okay, Todd. Now, listen, you ready to go to your first set?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Once again, you're listening to The Flow with your host, Todd Demery, and we're about to go into the first set. And Todd, you want to let the listeners know after you come out the first set who your guest for this evening?
Yes. I have a house music dancer / hip-hop dancer / teacher of a style of dance called Capoeira. A good friend of mine, his name is Africa. He's going to give us history as to a dancer's perspective about house music and what influenced them to get on the floor and who influenced them to get in, and him actually to get involved in house music. And hear it from the outside. From out of the DJ booth, we're going to step into onto the dance floor. So that's what we're going to do with my guest, Africa. Mr. Nass, take it away.
Okay. Without further ado, welcome to the flow. And you come back with the one and only Todd Demery.
No.
right here. It's something about the music making you feel mighty real. That's an old song by Sylvester, for those who don't know. That's a classic, garage classic. Make me feel mighty real.
Hey, Todd, you got a little feedback on your end, so if you got another frequency, you got to take it and turn that one down.
Okay. I think what it is I have it on the speaker, that's why. Okay, it's done. Had to adjust the monitors there for a second. Sorry about that. Welcome to The Flow on Shadow World Radio. I'm your host, Todd Demery. Right now on the line, I have a special guest, a good friend of mine, dear friend of mine. We had the privilege of traveling to Washington, D.C. together last year. Africa.
Yeah.
Africa, how you doing? Welcome to The Flow.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yeah, that was a good show.
Wow. So how you doing? You're hanging in there and
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, going out here and there, testing the waters on different clubs.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure our audience would like to know, what is it that you do in house music and how house music affects you? First of all, how long have you been involved in house music?
Since 82. Dancing for a long time.
So you were there for the beginning of
I had my whole family was like into the house movement. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So yeah. The Zanzibar, Palace, Garage.
Yeah, the Sensations, Club 88, Zanzibar. My mom started me dancing when I was 5 years old, though.
Wow. So you've been dancing practically your whole life.
Yeah, huh? She was a dance teacher, African dance teacher.
So who inspired you to start dancing?
My whole family. Because there's all garage heads. I was the only one that didn't go to the garage. There's all like this club called The Garage in New York City. And it was all garage heads, and that inspired me. My brothers, my sisters. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So at the age of 5, you started, and then from your family history, from them going to the garage, inspired you to listen to this type of music.
Mother's listening to it already. Yeah, my mom's always listening to that type of music. And then my brothers and my sisters, they got into it. My sister was first. You know, she tested waters in the clubs and got real into it, and you know, started bringing records home. And I started listening to the records. it was real good.
What type of records did you listen to? Was it a certain type of house that you listened to? Was it vocal? Was it afro? Was it
At that time, it was a lot of vocals at that time. You know, like the last week you guys were playing Tavessa and a few other artists back at the time. But today, now, I like to listen to like a lot of travel, a lot of African beats. Soulful, smooth house, some Spanish cuts, gospel.
Very interesting. Who are your favorite DJs out there? Could you name a few who are
One of the main ones is like Louis Vega, Tony Humphries, Tommy Register. This new guy, I don't know how new he is, but he's been on the hip hop scene, but now he's Tony Touch. He's like in the house scene. He's really developing his skill real good. I like the way he plays. Tony Touch, Funk Box Party.
Wow.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, there are different types of dance styles. Could you kind of give our audience
styles
of house?
Yeah, you got different styles. You got the capoeira. They mix and blend, and you got your footwork, you got your acrobatics, you know, different style, your jazz, you know, you can mix it all into your house style dancing.
Yeah, I know when I go out, I see a lot of different styles of dancing. I see the classic break dance that they used to have.
Yeah, because I think they don't have really have too many places to go, so they come to the house industry.
And a lot of the old style dancing, some of the ballroom dances, I see like a lot of people, they do a lot of the spins and a lot of
the football. Yeah, a lot of the hustling, the girl and guy hustling, yeah, the twirling. That's like a lot of ballroom dancing too. I really like watching people do that, the hustling style dancing, you know, go back to the early garage and Zanzibar days, you know, the hustling and people dancing together.
So I guess a lot of people look at Dancing with the Stars to get a couple of their moves and
incorporate
that in the house.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah, they be doing their thing on that show. Yeah, they really talented.
And the tap dancing, could you elaborate a little bit on that? I know we've had a lot of people in the club, they do like the classic tap dancing, even though they don't have the shoes, but they still do the move on the floor.
Yeah, a lot of people that I talk to in the industry, especially the dancers, they say that's a foundation, is footwork, through the house dancing is footwork. And tap dancing and footwork is like, you know, basically the same, and it's like the foundation instead of, you know, a lot of other things. Tap dancing and footwork is like the foundation of the house dancing. It's a lot of other moves, you know, you can do, but you know that a lot of people I talk to, they think, you know, they really believe that's the foundation of house is footwork. You know, a lot of spins, a lot of smoothness, control. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's very interesting to know. That's very good to know for those who don't know about the different types of dance style that exist in house music. And what does house music sound like and feel like to a dancer? I mean, do you slip into a zone? Do you kind of feel a certain record or a beat or a certain
sound? Yeah, it's a certain beat. To me, it's a certain beat and certain sound, and, you know, some, you know, vocals that like take you to another place, it just moves you. And sometimes you can't explain it, but sometimes it just moves you to, you know, make you really feel good, you know, and it just take you there.
So a DJ could actually catch your attention by playing a certain song that has a certain beat.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
It will excite the dance crowd itself. Now,
what a lot of people don't
understand about house music, what is the purpose of the baby powder? Now, that's part of our culture. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, okay. Well, a lot of dancers say the floor be too sticky, and then they use the baby powder to, like, smoothen it up a little bit so they can do their spins or really, you know, smooth, you know, be more smoother on the floor, you know. You know, you don't really need that much, you know, just a little dab here, a little dab there, you know, make you, you know, get your feet loose, you do your little spins, little twirls, a little, you know, a little smoothness on the floor, you know.
Something similar to what the tap dancers used to do. They put it
on
there
exactly.
To glide
like that,
and the smoothness to get their movement. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the moves, I believe, from back in the early stages of R&B, we can even look at a person such as James Brown, who started the slide.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And we also had it going to Michael Jackson, who created the moonwalk.
Mm-hmm,
so a
mm-hmm,
lot of that
yeah.
glide and smoothness cultivated in R&B, which
yeah,
was a
exactly,
part of our
yeah.
history.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And then you had your tap dancers who also used the baby powder, so
that kind of
came into the club. That is very
interesting.
You
have some still come through there today. You have some tap dancers still come through the clubs today, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, they still come through there, you know, doing, you know, exchanging their moves and showing their style. They still come through the clubs today, yeah, yeah.
A a lot of people, you know, who were not from this area or who may have never experienced a health experience, what would you like to say to them to try and elaborate and try to invite them to go to a club and experience this? I try to elaborate more that house is a feeling. It's not just about the sound, but it's about the feeling. Could you tell us about the feeling of house when you go to the club? You know, what is it that you feel?
Well, I feel that they make you feel like you're a part of something, like you're part of like a family. A lot of, you know, a lot of places that I go to, you know, it's not like you're a stranger. They invite you in, you know, even if you don't dance and or do dance, you know, it's just something you just can't explain. It just make you feel comfortable. You know, to me, it's like about a movement. It's about love. It's about, you know, being whoever you want to be.
It's about being free.
Yeah, about being free. Yeah.
I believe there's a song out there called "Do You Know House?" and Roland
Clark kind of
elaborates on house as a feeling. House is the children of house music, the people of house music. They feel a certain way. And actually, what a lot of people don't understand, that the people of house, they have a certain time frame. Like when the people who come from the clubs, the regular bars and clubs, they leave at a certain time. We don't get started till about 12, 1, 2 in the morning.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
What's the difference between that culture and house?
And it depends on what party you go to. You go to a Timmy Register party, it might not start at 5 or 4 in the morning. It's at 8 in the morning. Yeah, you got some long hours sometimes. Timmy Register party, they got some long hours. So, yeah, they don't start until hours in the morning.
Wow. It's just all hours of the wee hours in the morning to late, early evening that we have house music going on. And I understand that that you like to instruct people on how to dance house music and hip-hop.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes, you know, where I live at, or, you know, when I'm in whatever, I am Newark, around in Newark or Irvington or wherever, I teach on, you know, the style of dancing in the house. Just, you know, some kids on the street. I just volunteer to do this, you know, because, you know, sometimes I see they're not really getting, you know, they're not really doing anything. So my brother let me, you know, teach up in his hair salon, Deion's Paradise. He let me go over there and teach sometime. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I get some kids off the streets and sometimes I don't. But I try to do it at where I live, at Neptune, New Jersey. I try to, you know, get the kids off the streets. Sometimes I do it in my backyard. Sometimes I, you know, do it at a church, you know, volunteer, you know, here and there, you know. And just try to spread, you know, the word of a house and the love of a house around, you know. And I'm trying to, you know, take my dancing to other places like overseas and, you know, and try to show them what I could do. And maybe I could go over there and, you know, do shows or teach or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So this is not just something that you do as a hobby. There are people out there.
It's a lifestyle to me. Yeah,
it's a culture and a lifestyle. Just like as hip-hop have their dancers,
we have our dancers, and there are artists who take dancers along. Yeah, exactly.
That's good to know for a lot of people who don't know about house music, because we are a very small world in itself. I mean, we don't have like the main media that R&B and hip hop have, but we have our own world in itself. We have our own culture. We have our own style. We also even have our own award. They distribute them overseas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, like, over in Italy, they give out the board.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of dancers go overseas. Could you talk a little bit about that, the dancers being invited overseas?
Yeah, I have quite a few friends that does that, you know. And big up to them, man. They really making moves. You know, you got Ezra Wilson, you got Khalees, Sella, Shannon S., Brian Footwork Green, and a few, many more that, you know, tours other countries. You know, they invite them to tour other countries, and you got the Mob Tops. Yeah, big up to all of them, you know, because they really making moves and they're making it, you know, for us that, you know, the newcomers or the, you know, people that haven't done it, they're making room for us to go and do stuff like that, you know, to show that, you know, that there's other, you know, that it is other dancers is out here, but they haven't had a chance to do that yet. But hopefully maybe one day that, you know, maybe one day we could tour other, you know, the people that haven't done it yet, you know, could tour some of these countries and show them what they can do, because it's a lot more talent in the United States that haven't had a shot yet to do some of this stuff.
Oh, well, that's very good to know, and we want to thank you for being on the flow and giving your insight of dance perspective, and as you as an artist, as a dancer. Thank you for being on the flow and giving us your insight about house music. We welcome you back anytime.
And again,
my guest Africa.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me. Yeah, my name is Africa. Yeah. All right, take care now.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Great interview, Todd. Great interview. So what are we doing now, brother?
I want to talk a little bit about what he stated, the forms of dancing, and invite people to come out and see these dancers, and hopefully they would want to participate. Like you said, he's trying to do a positive thing where he's getting kids off the street to try and get into this industry, because our industry, you know, because we're at a stage now where our age group, we're getting into grandparents and parents, so we need to pass this on. We need to teach other people how to carry it on, just like how R&B has passed on. You have Gladys Knight, and then you had Aaliyah. You have Beyonce. You have all these younger generations that's picking up the torch and carrying it. We need a younger generation to pick up the torch for us and do the same thing. So I invite the younger generation to come out and see these dancers, to come out. Even if you can't make it into the club, go on the web, check it out. Look at them on the web. They have websites where you can find out about where these dancers are performing. We have events here in Jersey. Where?
Well, you want to hold on to the event? You want to do your next set?
No,
you want to do the next set?
Yeah, I can hold off of that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, let's do this. Let's go with your second set, so those tuning in to the flow, they can get the, you know, a little bit more vibe of the mix right here, set two. And you know, you can close out with the events, what's going on around, you know, in house music.
Will do.
Is that cool? Okay.
All right, let me get back on to turn these decks on here and rock out a little more for our audience. Welcome to the flow on Shadow World Radio.
Shadow World Radio.
This is DJ Todd Dillon. Welcome to the flow on Shadow World Radio.
You're in the flow with DJ Todd Dillon.
Thank you.
Yes, we are back with the flow. You're listening to your host for this evening, the one and only Todd Demery. Todd, great set. Awesome.
Thank you. What I tried to do was put a little bit of groovy music in there, along with some nice vocals. Give our audience a little taste of the vibe that's out, and give them a little bit of the classics feel. Like I said, with the Sylvester, trying to play some of those classics that Africa was talking about. He was making reference to a lot of the old school, and what people don't seem to realize that house music cultivated from our old culture of tap dancing, R&B, break dancing, and hip hop. All of these things is what makes house music. If you go back to, like I said, with James Brown, the way he danced and he slides and the beat, and then you go into later on in the 80s where you had Michael Jackson and his moonwalk. And if you see the house dancers of today, they do a lot of, like you said, the footwork. That came from tap dancing, R&B, and ballroom dancing. So we've taken three different styles, tap dancing, break dancing, ballroom dancing, and made it a style into house. So you can come to a club and just open your mind and be free. We've even taken a portion of tap dancing where it's from pouring the baby powder on to make the floor smooth. It helps you glide, so that way your performance and your turns and your movement are smooth, like a flow, what the show is about, flowing. House music is about a feeling, like you said. It makes you feel a certain way. And I think our audience really probably need to know that we are a movement as well. It's not just about the music. It's about people. I mean, there were times when you would have people going through a certain thing. You know, they may have had a bad day, and they would come to the club and hear a certain song, and it would make them feel good.
Okay. You got about 5 minutes left. 5 minutes. Anything you want to tell the listeners about upcoming events?
Oh, yes. We have a couple of them, as I may say. For those of you who always like to say that our legendary DJ Tony Humphries is never in the States or never in the United States, I do have news for you. The legendary DJ Tony Humphries, along with the legendary DJ Hippie Tiralis, will be playing at Club 11 at 512 West 42nd Street in New York City, October the 24th, which is a Friday. He will be playing Zanzibar Classic along with Hippie Tiralis, and we have the legendary Barbara Tucker, the legendary Colonel Abrams, and the one and only Crystal Waters performing at that event, along with the legendary C.C. Rogers. These are all artists that were played at the Zanzibar. Their music was introduced at Club Zanzibar. So for those who are Zanzheads, I would encourage you to come out that night. Not only will you have the legendary Tony Humphries and Hippie Tiralis, you will have a live performance from these artists. C.C. Rogers, Someday, Barbara Tucker, Deep Inside, Crystal Waters, Gypsy Woman, come on. You have to. She's Homeless, come on. That song, Nav, tell them, what did that song do for Jersey when it came out?
Oh, man, it was crazy.
I don't know. A lot of people
The floors was crazy. It
exploded.
It was crazy, bro. That whole genre was crazy, bro. I mean, some of the people still vibing off of that, bro. I mean, that flow, that dance is still there.
I don't know. It's just, to me, these are classic artists. And to come out and support a song like Someday, what did that mean to us? Remember when we were DJing and we were doing the high school parties, and when Smoke Day hit the store, we went out after hearing it on Tony Humphrey's mix show. We rushed out to buy that record.
Yeah, CC Rogers, shout out Jersey.
It did something to us. I mean, we were it was like hearing Dr. King's speech all over again. Someday we will be free. We will all live as brothers and sisters in sweet harmony.
It inspired, brother.
I encourage people to come out. Yes, and we have the legendary Billy Preston, who a lot of people don't understand, or who probably people don't know. Billy Preston ran Club 88. And we do need Billy Preston to be supported. Barbara Tucker, Hippie, Tony, CC Rogers, Crystal Waters, come on. This is a classic, historic event that's happening here in New York that will bring you back memories. For those who are from Baltimore, those of you who are from New York, those of you from Jersey, wherever you are, if you want to come to this event, Friday, October 24th, 2014, Club 11, 512, 42nd, West 42nd Street, West New York. We're actually in New York on the west side. Come support. Barbara Tucker's going to be there. He's inside. CC Rogers, Crystal Porter, Tony Humphrey, 50 Turalis, Colonel Abrams. Colonel Abrams, come on. How can you forget Colonel Abrams? The most classic song of house music ever.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, listen, your time's getting close. You want to do closing remarks, brother? I mean, it's the first show, man.
Yeah.
You got any closing remarks?
Well, I would like to thank my listening audience for participating, listening. I would like to thank my special guest, Africa, for calling in and giving his perspective on and his insight on house music and what it means to dancers. I would like to thank Mr. Nass for his support and Shadow World Radio, first of all, for having me on here and debuting my show, The Flow. The Flow is all about feeling. The Flow is all about love. The Flow is all about house. Do you know house?
There you go. Enough said. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to TJ Todd Demery, and then you listen to The Flow. Todd, you got about a minute. What are they going to see here next week?
We're going to get into more of history. I would like to hear a little bit more insight, hopefully, from some other callers that would like to call in and give me their history of house. And we want to kind of get into the different styles of house music, vocals and tracks. And we're going to kind of break it down a little bit more for our audience to understand exactly the inside of house, how the music is played. When you listen to a vocal, when you listen to a track, and the different styles of tracks. Because a lot of people don't understand that they're broken down into different genres. There's Afro, there is electronic, there's Latin. And we want to kind of give our listeners and our audience an education from the DJ perspective of what different styles of music exist and how.
That's
and
right.
I would like to thank you on my day, too. Shadow World Radio, thank you for having me, and I look forward to being here next week. And, again, house is about feeling. House is about love. Do you know house?
Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week. 7 o'clock.
Let me give you a brief explanation. House is about feeling. House is about love. It's about people. House is a culture. House is a feeling. A lot of people don't understand what house is. There's a difference between club and house. Do you know how?
You're in The Flow with DJ Todd Demery.
This is DJ Todd Demery. Welcome to The Flow on Shadow World Radio.